away. It is far. It is gone.
There's no better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. For a limited time, get 15% off your next order by using the code PODCAST at checkout. Shop now at Baseballism.com or visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd. Baseballism is America's brand.
It is high. It is far. It is gone.
There's no better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. For a limited time, get 15% off your next order by using the code PODCAST at checkout. Shop now at Baseballism.com or visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd. Baseballism is America's brand.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
We are back and ready to take on the world and to help you rule it in Beat the Streak. My favorite player in baseball stepped up in a massive moment last night.
Mookie to left. Peterson running out of room. Free run, home run, Mookie back. It's 9-6 Dodgers. What a moment for Mookie.
There's a reason the Dodgers signed him to a 12-year, $365 million deal to stay right here in La La Land. That's it.
Big hug from Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts knew it right away.
Dodgers up 5-0 in that game. They blow it, fall behind 6-5 in the eighth inning. A Trace Thompson game-tying triple. Cody Bellinger a walk on his own bobblehead night. And then right there, Mookie Betts to make it 9-6. Later, he had an incredible catch to end it. He's the best. I'm Matt Spiegel. This is Beat the Streak Daily. Inside the hits, I'm here along with Ryan Porth. I'm wearing a t-shirt with Shoeless Joe Jackson on it because I visited the Shoeless Joe Jackson home and museum in Greenville, South Carolina. Ryan, I could match a career high and beat the streak today. Mookie got me to six. I'm going to double down later, and I'm going to try to match eight. Our picks later on. How was your All-Star break, sir?
It was fantastic. Got to enjoy the Home Run Derby and the All-Star game, and good to have baseball back this weekend in full force.
It really is. Neither of us won the Home Run Derby. You had Pete Alonso, I had Kyle Schwarber, who was robbed by the rules not being enforced. MLB, step up. As always, we take a look at the state of the streak here on Beat the Streak. Halo's LBTU has our top streak at 37. Reminder, you're going for 57. So 20 more for Halo's LBTU, and that streaker wins $5.6 million. Didn't play yesterday. A lot of people didn't. Oh, by the way, there was a glitch in the app yesterday. Several streaks were accidentally reset to zero. I talked to our friends at MLB this morning. That problem has been fixed. So your account should be good. Let's all resume as normal. Just two other streakers in the 30s. Classic mix-up is at 32, and Red Sox is at 31. A few in the top 10 did play yesterday with a short slate of games. Maggie is at 28 on the strength of Freddie Freeman, and a streaker named Richie is at 26 after a double down of Trey Turner of the Dodgers and this guy.
Driven out to right field and deep. Going back, Tucker on the track at the wall. See ya! Snakes inside the foul pole. A home run for LeMahieu, and the Yankees are on the board. It's 2-1 Houston.
DJ LeMahieu has 9 hits in his last 5 games, is hitting .361 for the month of July. This is a 3-time All-Star who has won 2 batting titles and was a kingpin in Beat the Streak for years. At age 34, he's bouncing back after a rough season last year. Another option in a packed Yankees lineup. High streak of the season belongs to Kyoshi Lotus 26, whose 45 is looking more impressive by the day. $10,000 could be his. Or maybe yours. Let's take a look at what we learned in that small slate of Thursday games. An absolute masher is back. Yordan Alvarez of the Astros, activated from the injured list prior to game one of yesterday's doubleheader with those Yankees. Alvarez drew an intentional walk as a pinch hitter in the ninth of game one. Game two, hit his 27th homer in his first at bat. Then in the very next inning, he did this.
For now, they're going to pitch to Yordan with a base open, hit a home run his last time up. Jordan hits one to deep left center field. Back goes Hicks. He's near the wall. It's off the wall. That'll be a two RBI double. The big man, a home run and a double just off the IL.
Just inject that guy right into my veins. He is unbelievable, TK.
That is Jeff Blum, who feels he's not worthy and wants Todd Callis to inject Jordan Alvarez directly into his veins. 63 RBI for Jordan, and a good pick every damn day here in Beat the Streak. Prior to the All-Star break, this Texas Ranger, Adolis Garcia, was slugging just 179 in July with the lowest batting average on the team, 125. He took advantage of the break, said he was working on his timing, and yesterday he came out hot.
And this one is swung on and lifted to deep right field. Garcia is chasing. He's got it. Oh, still that gone? Thought he caught that ball.
Oh, out of here.
Whoa, home run for Adolis Garcia. And Emicel Garcia, he tricked me. Son of a gun. I barely sit in this chair, and he's out there tricking me. Adolis Garcia with the two-run home run to the opposite field.
Yeah, well, you know, it's easy to get confused in baseball sometimes when fielders turn around. It's very tricky. Adolis Garcia, his first multi-hit game in almost 2 weeks and hit his first home run in almost a month. See, I can make that joke because I'm a major league play-by-play guy, Ryan, you know, and I have screwed up very badly.
Yeah, he killed that ball.
Yeah, he killed the ball like I kill base runners in a Cubs game. Every Rangers batter from 2 through 9 got at least one hit. Corey Seager did not play in that makeup game in Miami, but presumably will rejoin the team in Oakland today. Speaking of Oakland, my A's, Oakland's 211, 272, 331 team slash line is by far the worst in baseball. But there's one dude who hits them hard and sometimes hits them far.
A hanger drilled left center and deep, and that baby is gone. Sean Murphy living the sweet life. And watch your lips, because here comes a souvenir. Pack your bag, Sean Murphy. All aboard. Next stop, Pound Town.
Whatever. Murphy's hitting .333 in July with an OPS over 900. But this home run was notable for the aim. Do you see where it went, Porth? He put it into a window of a skybox.
I thought he put it into Pound Town.
I don't know where that is. Into a sweet window. Mark Kotze, the manager, said, unbelievable aim from Sean Murphy. Quote, I think as a player, that was my suite when I played back here in 06. So my family would have gotten a ball. Unquote. That is next level aim with a home run swing, Sean Murphy. Next level, next segment with our picks on Beat the Streak Daily. I have been on the beach, unemployed, a couple of different times in my life in a very competitive business. And there are times where I needed someone to help talk me through it. Do you? BetterHelp Online Therapy will assess your needs and can match you with your own licensed professional therapist in less than 48 hours. This is something that I wish I had at different times in my life, and now you could. BetterHelp Online Therapy is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional therapy done securely online and available to people worldwide. You can log into your account anytime, send a message right to your therapist, and schedule weekly video or phone sessions. You don't even have to be on camera if you don't want to. Getting therapy every week is as easy as a few clicks on your laptop or phone. Check out their website. Read the testimonials that are posted daily. There's a special offer for you, the Beat the Streak Daily listener, 10% off your first month. Go to this website, betterhelp.com/BTSDaily. That's 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/BTSDaily. You don't have to do the hardest stuff alone. You got four batters with double-digit hitting streaks right now, led by Austin Riley of the Braves at 13. Francisco Lindor of the Mets, Corey Seager, other hot hitters. We'll see if the break resets them negatively or positively. Some good series today as all teams return to action. Blue Jays, Red Sox in a crazy American League East and wild card race. Padres and Mets, Guardians and White Sox in a jam-packed American League Central. Shohei Ohtani pitches the second half opener for the Angels in Atlanta. But our daily stay away is Corbin Burns of the Brewers at home against Colorado. So stay away from the Rockies. Burns allows just 5.8 hits for every 9 innings on the entire season, but the last 3 starts, 20 and a third innings, just 8 hits allowed overall. So skip CJ Cron, skip Chris Bryant, Connor Joe, Brendan Rodgers. Stay away from all your Rockies.
You stay away, I stay away.
All right, Ryan, start off your second half with a winner with the fourth pick.
All right, so I have mentioned before how Reds rookie Graham Ashcraft has been regressing since a nice start to his MLB career. He's given up 47 hits in his last 31 innings. He is in the 23rd percentile of expected batting average, according to Baseball Savant. On the flip side, Nolan Arenado of the St. Louis Cardinals, he is hitting .330 versus the Reds since becoming a member of those Cards, and he is the team's best hitter against the cut fastball, which is Ashcraft's most used pitch in his arsenal. So I'm going with Nolan Arenado tonight in Great American Small Park.
There you go. Time now for my daily double A. Analytical pick using math prep and actual information. Matt Carpenter joined the Yankees in May, had a .469 OBP, a .911 slugging percentage during the first half. Unbelievable. 13 homers since his debut on May 26th, tied for the 6th most in baseball over that period. And he's done it in like half the at-bats of everybody else. He has a home run every 6.1 at-bats. The hard hit rate for Carpenter is 48.2, the barrel rate of 19.6, the average exit velocity of 91.8. would all be career highs for that guy. Incredible. He gets Tyler Wells of the Orioles for the very first time. Wells has allowed 12 hits over 9 innings in his last 2 starts. I'm taking Matt Carpenter today. And anecdotally, Joey Votto with 74 career plate appearances against Adam Wainwright. Look, he's been good, a .318 average, 20 hits and 63 official ABs, but the volume is the thing. 74 PAs. Remember, it matters. Last time I went down this road, it was Wainwright facing Andrew McCutchen. Big sample means big comfort, and McCutchen homered. Votto may not homer, but he gets an extra base knock against Wainwright. So Votto and Carpenter is my daily double A, shades of 2011. The hit probability algorithm loves Paul Goldschmidt tonight in that Cardinals-Reds matchup that Ryan told you about. Ryan, get us started on the Weekender. Help people out for Saturday and Sunday.
Speaking of the Cardinals in Cincinnati this weekend, the Cardinals will be facing left-hander Mike Minor on Saturday. And if you don't have Paul Goldschmidt as one of your picks for Saturday, you are doing it wrong on Beat the Street. Goldschmidt is 6-for-12 in his career against Minor, and Goldschmidt is hitting .446 against left-handed pitching this season. Streakers may also target some Twins on Saturday with Michael Pineda starting for the Tigers. Carlos Correa is the pick there. He is 11-for-26 in his career against Pineda. Luis Arraez could also be a solid choice, but don't go with Byron Buxton, who is 0-for-7 in his career against Pineda and 3-for-34 against the Tigers so far this season.
Good stuff. Saturday and Sunday, Austin Riley and those Braves get the Angels. You know Shohei Ohtani goes tonight, but every other Angel starter has struggled big time. So target Braves on Saturday and Sunday. Riley hitting .419 over his last 18 games. He has a hit in 17 of the 18. He's also hitting .292 at home. Dansby Swanson hitting .318 at home as well. So both those guys good targets over the weekend. On Sunday, Logan Gilbert of the Mariners has given up 36 hits in his last 28 innings. They get Houston. The top Astros hitters, Altuve, Bregman, Alvarez, Tucker, all over 300 in their careers against Logan Gilbert. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Jody Avergan of Roulette Productions is our executive producer. Our executive producer for Odyssey is Lena Glazer. Ryan Porth is the Porthinator. He's our producer, mixer, uploader, and compatriot. Our theme and all other incidental music is by my guy Kurt Morrison from Tributosaurus. Special thanks to friends at MLB, Josh Lucan, David Adler, Paul Casella, Josh Frost, the great Peter Kim, Megan Coughlin, Ian Kay, Larry Yeast, Mike Fouché, and Greg Klayman, the man upstairs. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and spread the word. Don't forget to play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season within the MLB Play app for your chance to win. Here's hoping that your guys all weekend long, until we reconvene on Monday morning, continue to hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!